VAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 733. So Ted is predicting that Hillary will win no matter what. Mm-hmm. And he's saying the only hope the Republicans have is Trump. And he was talking about guns this weekend. So we've got Trump on guns, Rudy on guns.
Yeah, didn't Trump say something that he's got a concealed carry thing?
He says he carries.
He would shoot somebody?
He would shoot someone, yep. Said it straight out.
That's cool.
Said some other stuff, too. We'll listen to him next. 102.3 WBAB. Sunny and 65 degrees today. So Trump was speaking over the weekend, and he had a crowd in front of him. And this is always when he's good. When he's on stage performing as opposed to even in a debate, he's always better live in front of people. You never know what he's going to say. Here he's talking about gun control and guns in general with a crowd.
Our founding fathers knew and our Supreme Court has upheld that the Second Amendment purpose is to guarantee our right to defend ourselves and our families. We need that. In fact, I have a license to carry in New York. Can you believe that? Nobody knows. Somebody attacks me. Oh, they're going to be shocked. Can you imagine? Somebody says, oh, there's Trump. He's easy pickings. What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Right? Oh, boy. What was the famous movie? Remember? Where he went around and he sort of, after his wife was hurt so badly and killed. Charles Bronson, right? The late, great Charles Bronson. Name of the movie? Come on. Death Wish. Remember that?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to cut you up, sir. We're going to cut you up. Oh, oh, oh.
Did he say somebody attacks me? They're going to get shot or they're going to be shocked?
They're going to get shot.
I don't think that's what he said. I think he said somebody attacks me, they're going to be shocked. Because he said nobody knows that he's got... whatever, it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure he was saying he would shoot somebody.
I'm all for either one of them. I'm all for either one. Good for him. The fact that he was able to get a concealed carry permit is pretty big.
Now, Rudy Giuliani was on Fox Business, I think it was. Or no, it was with Kilmeade. And here's Rudy talking about gun control.
Well, I think the president has very little knowledge of what causes crime or how you reduce crime. I mean, the reality is gun control laws control the behavior of legitimate people. People who rob stores, people who rob banks, and people who are insane and want to go ahead and murder don't follow the gun control laws. You and I follow them. So it controls the behavior of people who can be regulated. Take New York and Chicago.
Okay, go.
Okay, Chicago has 2.5 times the murders of New York.
Yep.
Same gun control laws. Why? Because in New York, there was a much more aggressive stop and frisk policy,
right,
which meant we took the guns.
Hmm. The criticism is that he apparently flip-flopped on this. Apparently 20 years ago or something, he was saying that the gun control laws were, that the total opposite of that.
Let's ask him. Rudy, did you flip-flop on that?
Well, first off, let me explain. First off, in New York City, we have a record amount of illegal guns that were coming across the border. And at that time, what I felt was we had to get the illegal guns off the street. So in order to get the illegal guns off the street, we also had to take the guns out of the law-abiding citizens. And then we figured after a waiting period, we'd get all the law-abiding citizens to get their guns back, and we'd have the bad guys' guns in custody. And that was the thinking back
then.
That's
what you figured.
How'd that go?
It was very successful. I mean, we were extremely successful with this program. I mean, we cut crime. Crime was way down in New York City.
Was your son involved with that whole process?
My son Andrew tried to get his hands on a few guns many times. And that was one of the other reasons that we had to keep them out of the house. But I'll tell you, this is something that, all law-abiding citizens have the right to the Second Amendment. And I think it's very important. And I think that that's what Donald Trump espouses when he speaks.
Espouses?
He espouses those things.
How many other double S words can he come up with?
When he speaks.
He espouses.
So this is something that I want the people of New York City to understand. And also all across this great nation.
Understand. Is that what you said?
Are you excited about the Yankees, too? I'm really excited. The Yankees are going to be great.
What about the Mets?
The Mets have done well this year as well. They're going to be successful as well.
Okay.
I think they're going to do well.
Thanks, Rudy.
I'm looking forward to it. Great time of year. Postseason, New York City, fall foliage. It's great.
There he is, Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
If you want to have a really rock solid ego, you need to take bread home with you.
Who says I don't?
You're just dead with the roads.
Long Island Railroad.